Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So last hour, I contend that Dave told me before we chatted with Jamie, let's go with John Schuster when this is done. Now, Dave also sends me a grid which lists all the spots. Of course, I printed that, didn't look at it, and I just did an extra John Schuster spot as opposed to the K&S spot, which Dave wanted me to do. So it's just a bonus John Schuster spot, Harrigan.
Well, Schuster's got to love you for it, but I contend, no, yep. I said K&S, but since it wasn't recorded, we'll never know the truth.
We'll never know. Where am I? What city am I in? You know, it's beginning to kick in. The tit for tat, the arguments, the policy decisions, the respectful comments, the disrespectful comments are only popping up more and more between Jensen Burke on one side, Walls Flanagan on the other side. A Tim Walls tweet from 2 hours ago. It has been 4 days since Peggy Flanagan and I called on Scott Jensen and Matt Burke to release their tax returns. We released ours. Why haven't they? This is one we've witnessed many times at many different levels of politics to try to show who is more relatable. Burke had a very successful career in the NFL. I'm sure Matt is worth a great deal of money, and it doesn't get discussed much, but knowing some people who know Scott Jensen well and knowing some investments that Scott Jensen has made, bravo. Let me be clear about this. Bravo to Scott Jensen. Scott's worth plenty of dough also. And so Walls and Flanagan aren't doing this because, hey, we have no idea. They know it's going to show that Burke and Jensen are more affluent than they are, and we can relate to you better, and who are they? I don't buy the financial part myself because there can be people who make middle-class money, who can be tone-deaf on issues, can be clueless on issues, and there can be others who at different points in their life weren't that successful, but they found a way to make a living and to be successful at that, which I applaud 100 out of 100 times, and that doesn't mean they're tone-deaf. They can be, but the money doesn't automatically make it that way. But too many people, whether it's in Minnesota or across the country, will buy into that political game. Now, guess what? Jensen and Burke have been playing the debate game for a while. And I forget whether it was Scott or Matt who first raised, why aren't we debating? You know, Burke called out Peggy Flanagan to debate, and we hardly ever see a lieutenant governor debate. And let's be honest, it's August 16th. Most of the time in gubernatorial races, we're not seeing many debates at all at this point. But NPR, at the fair for years, not every time, but many times has had a gubernatorial debate. I think they had one in 18. I don't think they had one in 14. And now we have the split where Jensen is saying it was all agreed to, it was a done deal, and that Walls backed out. The Walls folks are saying, no, we were not that far down the line. I've made some calls trying to reach out to people to see who's telling the truth, and right now I'm just getting one side versus one side as opposed to consensus. I will say this, and I've made this point many times on this show. Since I started at CCO in 09, and Tim Walls, who I think was a definite center-left congressman, we could get Tim Walls on almost all the time. When he ran for governor, we had him on frequently, just like we had Jeff Johnson on. Blois and I moderated either the last debate or one of the last debates. And I would say the first year of the Walls administration he was on, he's not been as easy to get on this show. I don't think there's any doubt that Tim Walls likes going on where certain questions are asked, where certain questions are not asked. And guess what? He's with a long line of politicians that way. And I think it's not just disheartening to me. I think it should be disheartening to voters, whether you like them or not. They should make themselves available. And not just to the hometown-friendly questions. You should face direct questions with follow-ups that maybe make you uncomfortable, but guess what? That's a part of the office. Scott Jensen, and maybe Scott Jensen will be different if he's the governor. When he was a senator and as a candidate, I think most people have reached out to Scott Jensen. He has been available. That's also, Dave, what the person who's running to replace somebody should do, right? It's more incumbent upon you if you're trying to take down the incumbent compared to the incumbent, even though I'm saying again, Walls absolutely should make himself available and not just for the softer questions.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's up to, Jensen's the one, he's got to be the one to make the noise, right?
Yep. And he is, by the way. He's not timid. My question is, we're going to stay with politics here for 2 seconds, get to other items, the last half of this hour. Who does it matter to? Matters to me because I'm a member of the media and I'm paying attention to this. I'll be honest. I said this to Dave about a month ago. I want us on this show to have a debate. You reached out, what, 3-4 weeks ago to each campaign. We would like to have them come in to this show, and we'll clear out the commercials, and we'll have a debate, and I don't care if it's an hour, hour and a half, and I will ask them direct questions because I've interviewed them both dozens and dozens of times. Doesn't mean, I want that to happen. I hope it happens. If it doesn't happen in this show, it's not like I'm going to feel like that Walls is running from it if he does a number of other debates. So it's good fodder, Dave, for Jensen right now because he can put it out there. Guess what? Tim Walls is running from me. It's good fodder for those who support Scott Jensen because they can say the same thing. The most passionate Walls supporters, they don't care. Do the independents, do the swing voters, do the folks who maybe don't vote as often, what do you think, Dave? Do they care right now if one debate is missed and that Jensen can turn this into, well, this is typical of where is Tim Walls? Because where was he with the George Floyd situation? Where was he in crime? And now he cannot, he doesn't want to make himself available to defend his record. Because I think I'm the rarity with the job I'm in. I don't think the undecideds at this point in August really care.
You said it. It's August 16th. I don't think people care yet. That said, it behooves Scott Jensen to still make noise about it, to still say he's ducking me, because people will care in a month or 2 months as we get closer to November. And if he's still able to say it and point back to August and say, look, this isn't just him ducking me in October. This is going back 2 months that he's been, quote-unquote, scared of me. If he's able to say that, that might convince a lot of people that they need to go Jensen's way.
That could. I will be very surprised, and maybe I'll be totally wrong, if they don't debate 6-7 times. It wasn't like, and when I listened to the forum, when Blois was asking the questions, it was very different strategies, but I don't think Walz was intimidated in any way. I don't think Jensen was either. I think when you're the incumbent, you can pick and choose a little bit more. And I'm somebody who consumes this all the time. I think most of the public doesn't give it. The folks who could potentially alter this race, and who maybe voted for Walz before, or folks, because they're out there, who voted for Obama at one time and then went Trump and then voted Biden. It's more than you think. I don't think they care right now, but I think Dave nailed it. If there's a pattern of this, I think they will. Do you think this has any effect at this point, this early, when we still have months before the election? Let me know through a text or a phone call. I want to get to the safer question when we come back with this race. And Liz Cheney, the fact that Liz Cheney is not a Republican, is one of the dumbest political things that's ever been uttered on planet Earth, I got to be honest. So we'll stay with politics for one more segment. Chime in with a phone call or a text, 651-461-9226. Dave wants me to talk John Schuster. I'm going to talk K&S. Is that okay, Dave?
You know, it's your show, Chad. You do what you got to do.
How do you get a hold of K&S? You call them, 952-697-4328. KSHeating.com. Talking about my friends with K&S Heating and Air. How about they come out and perform a 100% free in-home presentation? And they'll recommend what you need. Maybe it's a new Lennox system. Maybe it's just the spring and fall checkup. And by the way, they lowered that price. It's now $169. It's $169. If it turns out you need a new AC, they have a fabulous deal. 15 SEER, high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. When you count in all the discounts and rebates, it's under $3,000. And also, if you got a furnace issue, because it's not that far away, they'll check on that also. I've been a customer for 9 years. They've been around for 34 years. Reach out to them, ksheating.com. Elvis sounds very different with this song, Dave.
Well, I told you that we were going to pay tribute to a king and a queen today.
Mm-hmm.
It's the day of Elvis's death 45 years ago today. It's also the birthday of the queen of pop, Madonna, 64 today.
64. I was clicking. I rarely watch Fallon. I really don't watch many of the late night comedians. I'm sure they're devastated. I'm sure they're fine. I saw Madonna was on with Fallon. I mean, Madonna and Letterman were legendary. I don't know. Madonna trying to think she's edgy by talking sex. Everybody talks sex now. It isn't that edgy, Madonna. By the way, if you still want to come on and do your stuff and put out music, good on you. But acting like she was revolutionary at times, and maybe she still will be in other areas, but I don't know. Did you see it by any chance? Did you see in the clips? It just it was awkward because clearly that's not Fallon. And the Fallon is, like he always does, just fawning over her so much. There was really nothing that came out of it.
Yeah, I did not see the clips. I did see a headline about something in an interview and him getting kind of squirmy and awkward. But I don't know. I mean, she made it cool, Chad. I don't know why you got to tell her to change. She's Madonna. You're Chad.
Yeah, well, and there's no comparison between the two. I got it. I just...
No, it's...
It was one thing in the 80s. I mean, it's every show now in 2022. It's not that unique.
No, it's absolutely not. I will give her credit. Before today, if you would have said, hey, let's listen to some Madonna music, I would have said, please. You know what? She's got a lot more great songs than I gave her credit for. Just listening to it today, it's just boom. I mean, there's a dozen of them right off the top that are just dynamite pop songs.
Oh, I'm for her music, I'm totally Team Madonna. She's spectacular. She's had an amazing career. I just thought it was Madonna with Letterman.
You just want to hear her sing. You don't want to hear her speak. That's fine.
That's it.
Kind of the shut up and dribble kind of mentality you have.
Yeah, Toots, go in the go sing for us, Toots. I mean, let's go.
Hey, do a little number for us. What do you say?
Among the texts, so-called debates are kind of dumb anyway. They usually just recite their talking points. Did they really influence many people, the debates? And again, I've moderated, I don't know, five or six the last few election cycles on my own with Blois, with Hauser. I enjoy it. They probably only stand out in some ways, Dave. Two things. If it gets really contentious or if one of the candidates or both the candidates really screw up.
It's, what is it, Kennedy-Nixon, right? The one where people who watched it on TV thought Kennedy crushed him and people who listened to it on the radio thought Nixon crushed him.
Yep.
You know, it's, I think substance plays a far back seat in any debate today.
To the presentation.
Yes, it's the presentation. It's how did you sound? How did you attack the other guy and defend yourself? It's, you know, the absolute, a debate isn't the right place to, you know, get deep into policy points anyway.
There's so many different ways to do it, too.
Yeah.
You can give people 5 minutes. You can give people 2 minutes. You can be really on the line on, okay, here's your 2 minute stop. Who's going to be the more aggressive? Who's going to jump in? And again, what percentage of people are actually paying attention to that debate or will see the coverage and are really influenced? And I'm just staying within August. I don't think people care that much. Another text, don't see how much that Jensen says has credibility. Well, I don't agree with him on a number of COVID points. He would come back and their supporters would come back and say, well, you're just a dopey host. And he is a doctor. Some of the ivermectin points and some of the vaccine points, I just vociferously disagree. But that doesn't mean if you disagree with him on some of his points that every single thing that he says you don't agree with. At least I'm not at that point. Let's see. Debates are set up with softball questions or the candidates won't participate. No, that's not true. Mm-mm. Not true at all. There are many of these debates where the individuals who are involved in debates have direct, specific questions and are very good. Texter, you should have seen Joan Jett Sunday night beats Madonna, hands down. No, stop. Stop. Joan Jett, excellent career. Comparing her Madonna? No. If it's your own taste, got it. Totality of their career, stop. Liz Cheney is going to lose tonight in Wyoming. And she's going to lose big in Wyoming. Because she watched a narcissist sit there on January 6th and do nothing for 187 minutes when the Capitol was being overrun with people who were intent on trying to stop an election. Huge percentage of folks who showed up sat there and did not enter the Capitol. but it's not a small number who were harming, injuring, and running through police officers because they bought the lies of a con man and thought they could stop an election. And Liz Cheney, who has been a Republican her whole life, unlike Donald Trump, who just saw an opportunity. He was a slightly left guy in New York for decades and decades and decades. And then he saw the racism associated with Barack Obama, started calling him what? Barack Hussein Obama. Anybody uses that term, you got some racism inside you that you should look at. Because if his name was Fred, you'd never use his middle name. Not a single time. But Hussein, oh, he's a Muslim. He's a black Muslim. Oh, my God. He's coming to get the white man. What the hell's wrong with you folks? And so because Liz Cheney thought, hey, maybe a president should try to stop an insurrection. Maybe a president shouldn't lie all the time, that she stood up for it. And now when she believes in Republican principles 100%. But now, because she stood up to the con man, she's going to lose. She's not one of us. Honestly. Suckers. You're buying this guy's spin, and it's absolutely amazing. If you want a Democrat, or if you want a different Republican, fine. But if it's just because she stood up for law enforcement, when Donald Trump didn't give a damn about law enforcement on January 6th, doesn't give a damn about law enforcement now when they're doing their job with Mar-a-Lago. He just cares when it suits him. If that's why you're voting against her, come on. Please. Just be honest. You're hypnotized by the guy. And if they had a debate about Republican principles and beliefs in history, she would squash him like a grape. And again, if you're a Democrat and you don't want her, that's one thing. But this is why you want somebody who's different than somebody who's been a part of D.C. for a while. I get it. But she's not Republican enough. That is stupefying. 34 past 2 here on CCM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!